Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We'll be talking a lot of Vikings tonight. New general manager, new coach to come. Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is the new general manager. We don't know a lot about him yet. We hope to meet him at some point soon and figure out more as to how he ticks. Chuck Foreman played in the league. He knows what makes the league tick, and he joins us now. Chuck, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks again. Always good to talk with you, Mike.
Chuck, how does this strike you? It's a new GM, and there's not a lot of football experience behind him. How does he operate? How does he maneuver? What do you see?
I have no idea who he is. Obviously, he must be a numbers guy or an analytics guy or whatever you want to call it.
He is, yep.
Well, I think that's the trend of the league now. And wow, so I don't know. I'm kind of like lost as to why that choice, but I guess everything's changing. So, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, he might be the guy, but he looks like just another guy on paper. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how that works, but seems to be working in some other places. So, I guess it's okay to try a new path. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I hope he understands he's going to have to come in here and he's going to have to fix things and fix them quickly.
So like if he asked you, Chuck, what needs to be done with this organization, knowing what you know, what would you tell him?
Well, first of all, the first thing I'd say, if you're going to win, it's the upfront. What counts on both the defensive side and the offensive side. When you got that in place, you can put a guy at quarterback that has no mobility or anything but can throw the ball and he can work. If they don't do that, then I guess we're in trouble.
And some of it is health, I understand. But, what they did last year was they went heavy on defense the offseason and tried to give themselves a ton of depth. And, of course, Danielle Hunter went down, and then Everson Griffin was playing productively after they signed him, and he went down. And I don't know what every team is going to have injuries, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Do you look at this? If you're him, would you say, hey, you got to rebuild it? Or would you say you're on the cusp here of winning with a couple more pieces?
I think they're on the cusp of winning with a couple more pieces. And, everybody's got to be on the same page. I don't care what you say. If you got one or two guys going different directions, it creates issues that you don't need to have on the team. And, everybody's got to be dialed in and focused on one thing, and that's winning. And, if those guys can't buy into that, then, it may be hard to do or difficult to do, but you got to move on from them because that's never going to work. And you can see at the end of last year what happened. Two crucial games. We had, our two best players out of each game. And that hurt us.
With COVID, you mean?
COVID, offensively.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about that, and I'm talking about everything. You know, you can't ever to win this game, and this game of football, it's the ultimate team sport. If you got one guy that's going wrong on offense, it's not going to work. I mean, if everybody's not on the same page as to what we got to do to win, it's not going to work. So, you know, I don't know how they do it. It's been done before. When I was here, Bud Grant was able to do it. They were able to put people in place. But then, too, there was no free agency. But that can make it even better now, because now you can go out, sit down. You can, hey, the physical abilities we can all see. But when you got to get into that mental part of the individual. Is he ready? Is he the kind of guy that can give you 150% every play? He doesn't have to be the greatest player out there, but if he can give you that and he's smart, you got a chance to win in this league.
How much does being a smart football player matter? A lot more than people realize?
Big time. Special teams. You know, all those little things that you got to do. And you look at every football game that people lose, especially the consistent losers. The same thing happens every week for them. They got a penalty that they shouldn't have. They got all kinds of personal fouls that they shouldn't have. You know, and then instead of going on and making the play, go back in the huddle, get ready for the next. Then, of course, you know, somebody's got to talk some smack.
Yep.
For whatever reason, and then that's another penalty. See, those are the types of things. They might be acceptable in today's game, but they may be acceptable, but that's another problem you got to worry about. Somebody losing control and costing you a game. And you can see it every week, pretty much every team, not every team, but a lot of teams have those issues. And, you know, somehow you got to weed those guys out. I'm sorry. That's the way I feel about it.
You know, when you played, Chuck Foreman, right, our guest, Bud Grant was the coach, and he had obviously maybe the ultimate respect from the players. At least that's the way it looked from the outside looking in. Now they're going to get a new head coach. How does a new head coach ascend to get that kind of respect from his players that Bud got?
Okay, the first thing the coach got to do, in my opinion, you know, in order to trust the coach, you know, first of all, you got to know that he's honest with you. You know, I don't want to hear what, you know, don't tell me what I want to hear here. Tell me what I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because once a team or the players see that you may have you're not real.
Yeah, you play at both sides of the fence, they will crush you, won't they?
They will crush you, and they can see it. So there's nothing you can do to recover from that, you know, as a coach. You know, because everybody sees it, and you know, and they may not like the way you approach the game, but if you are honest with them and tell them what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, and you know, you get them to buy into it, then you got a good chance to develop a winner. But if you come in and you're not straight up with your players, they can see through all that. They can see through, you know, this those things and coaches. And And believe me, and when you get an assistant coach, you better get one that knows what he's talking about, not a friend.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, for example, with Bud, by the time you got there, I'm sure this is already in place, but he had identified that Jim Marshall was somebody that all the players rallied around.
Right.
And so he gave Jim certain authorities and you know, maybe even let him out of practice and things like that, because he knew what he was going to get for Jim on Sundays. How do you go about that? Was that part of his genius? Does a head coach identify that player or those players that everybody respects? And if that guy will send the will carry the coach's message, is that part of the genius of it?
Yeah, I think so. I think before, for me, when I came in here, of course, you know, the Vikings were already established defensively as a great team. But they had great leadership from the players. You know, like you said, Jim, because of trans, all kinds of guys that led the way. And, you know, and when you have those kind of guys that are on your team that can sit there and tell you, hey, look, this is the way we do things, and if you want to be a part of it, fine. If not, you maybe might want to look someplace else. But you got to establish somebody on the team, or you got to know who your leaders are. And I'm not talking about just because you don't take this out of context. I'm not, because I'm just saying this. I don't know what position you're going to play, you know, but I don't think a leader has to come from an every down player that's a productive player, mm-hmm. and he's also well respected in the locker room. That's where your leader is.
And that's why Fran was easy to follow, huh?
Right. Fran was very easy because you knew he was smart. He'd come out there, he'd do everything he could to win. Jim, you know, well, what can you say about Jim? Jim was the ultimate competitor and smart as could be. But
it's also up to a coach to recognize that and to allow right. those guys, because that takes a lot of pressure off the coach if those guys are doing yeah. the heavy lifting, right?
It certainly does. And, you know, like I said, I don't know about everything's changing the game so much now about what you can do, what you can say, how you can say it, and all those type of things. And what they were able to do and say when I played certainly is different. But still, leadership is leadership. And, you know, you just can't pick a guy to be your leader. Mm. Your leader has to be chosen.
That's right.
And that will be by the players, and they'll follow that guy. So you can't...
Yeah, the rules of the locker room will determine that, right?
Yeah, the rules in the locker room. And they'll always rise to the top.
Yep.
Because everybody will be there for them. So, you know, the Vikings, you know, I don't think they need a total rebuild, but they need to address those issues I was just telling you about. If you're on board, you're on board. If you're not, then, you know, retire, go do something someplace else. That's the way I feel about it. You can't have 10 different guys going 10 different directions. And if I'm going to be paying you $80 million and, you know, you need to do what you need to do to earn that $80 million.
Hey,
you know,
Chuck, we're a little short on time. Give me your 30 okay. seconds. If somebody wants you to do a cameo or look you up on your website to find out, you're selling stuff all the time. It's great stuff. Where do they find it?
ChuckForeman44.com, and, you know, we'd be more than happy to do all those types of things, come to your birthday parties. You know, we got all kinds of new stuff on there, and I'm excited about it. And, you know, Ben Tice is a guy that really helped.
Makes
it
go,
really,
yeah.
Put it, yeah, he does a great job yeah. for not only me, but a bunch of guys that sure. used to play for the Vikings. So,
Chuck, appreciate it very much. ChuckForeman44.com mm-hmm. for more. Always fun to visit with you, my friend.
All right, too, man. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Chuck Foreman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.